Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Yesterday was Halloween. Halloween has become a big deal. Halloween has displaced Easter as the second most popular holiday in America, and it is catching up on Christmas. I used to think that the rise of Halloween was indicative of the rise of the dark side. Now, I just think that kids and grown-ups alike really enjoy an excuse to dress up and pretend. Everyone marches around and asks for treats. So what if the day centers on being dead? I remember trick-or-treating with my brother and sister. We would leave the house after school and return home around 6 or 6:30, not a grown-up in sight. 3 hours wandering the streets as far as we dared, just like, in my case, a hobo. That meant you were made up to look like you had a 5-day beard. You wore tattered clothes and shoes where the soles flapped on the sidewalks. And, most important of all, you put some stuff in a bandana, tied that to the end of a stick which you carried over your shoulder. Ah, the good old days when homelessness was romanticized. We worried about hidden razor blades in our apples, which we never found. We did not worry about eating mounds of candy full of corn syrup. The 1950s saw the dawn of our current diabetes generation. Ah, the good old days. The day after Halloween is All Saints' Day, in the Catholic scheme of things, a day on which you honored all the saints whom you knew to be in heaven, from the big ones like Mary, Joseph, and St. Patrick, all the way down to St. Dimphna and St. John Bosco. Yep, real saints. Now, I grew up Catholic, which meant that the best holidays were first and foremost holy days. That is to say, holy days of obligation, which is to say that we were required to go to Mass on those days. Now, Sunday, every Sunday, is a day of obligation anyway. So Easter is not on this list because it always falls on a Sunday. There are 9 other holy days on the calendar, which can fall on days other than a Sunday. January 1st, New Year's Day, which is the circumcision of Jesus. Yep, circumcision. That's the feast celebrated. It meant a lot in those days. The Epiphany a week later, that's when the wise men visited the baby Jesus. The ascension of Jesus into heaven after Easter, Corpus Christi in May or June. The Assumption of Mary into heaven in August, All Saints' Day, that's today, November 1st. The Immaculate Conception of Mary in December, and finally, Christmas Day, December 25th. I really liked Holy Days of Obligation because, in a Catholic school, they were days we didn't go to school. We had them off. Days spent in so many activities other than wearing a tie and sitting up straight. I could read the Hardy Boys mysteries or build something with my Erector Set or play Shot the Best. Remind me to tell you about Shot the Best. We did anything, but not school. The best holy days were the ones that fell on weekdays because, you got it, school was called off. You had to get up and go to Mass in the morning, but at least there was no school. The next best holy days fell on Sundays, because you could cover 2 obligations, the Sunday obligation and the holy day obligation, in one session. So, even though there was already no school on that day, at least you didn't have to go to church twice. The worst was a holy day Saturday. Yeah, you got it. You were off school anyway, but you still got up for church and had to do it again the very next day on Sunday. 2 days off, messed up by having to wake up for church. Those were tough. What made matters worse was that Saturday mornings were television mornings. Almost all the best shows were on between 8 and 11 a.m. Mighty Mouse, Andy's Gang, Howdy Doody, Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, and Hopalong Cassidy. In hindsight, it seems a little foolish to compare the value of Hopalong Cassidy to the value of Mass on a holy day, but maybe not. You could learn a lot from Hoppy. Things like fair play and justice, and the proper use of twin pearl-handled 4440s. That show was also the show where most American kids met Gabby Hayes. That was Hopalong's personal chuck wagon chef. Looking back, I think that maybe there was something special going on between the two of them. I hope so. It got pretty lonely out there on the trail. Well, I've wandered enough for one morning. Besides, it's All Saints Day. And that means there's no school for me. Let's see now. Hardy Boys, yeah. Touch football. More candy. So many choices.